This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Senator Ron Johnson going on the attack in his primetime speech at the RNC last night.
Today's Democrat agenda, their policies, are a clear and present danger to America, to our institutions, our values, and our people.
After the speech, Johnson claimed in an interview that wasn't the speech he planned to give. His people aren't saying who changed it, how they did it, or why. All the security planning for the RNC has passed its first test. Hundreds of protesters paraded through the streets of downtown Milwaukee yesterday, just a few blocks from Fiserv Forum. At one point, protesters passed a group of Trump supporters. Both sides had words while police watched, but nothing more. Among other things, the GOP platform calls for the biggest deportation effort in U.S. history. Christine Newman Ortiz is a Milwaukee-based advocate for refugees and other immigrants.
We are not afraid of those that demonize us and promote hate and violence and division. We stand united and firm for justice and human rights.
She spoke to a crowd of hundreds of protesters that marched through downtown near the RNC perimeter. The theme of day two of the convention is immigration and crime. Speakers tonight will talk about law enforcement and the southern border. Civic Media will have coverage all day long and a special report tonight at 7 on most of these stations. A father and daughter from Green Bay are dead, the apparent victims of extreme heat while hiking on rugged terrain in a national park in Utah. Albino Herrera Espinoza was 52. Beatrice Herrera was 23. Authorities say they died in 100-degree heat last week after they ran out of water. Part of a popular Wisconsin tourist attraction is shut down after a fire on Friday. The operators of the House on the Rock in Spring Green say it happened Friday morning in the circus area of the house. Two other sections are still open. There's no word how long the investigation or repairs may take. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
With Country Jam scheduled for later this week, some spectators are already making themselves comfortable at the event district in Eau Claire. According to a WEAU report, some have already parked their campers ahead of the festival, which will be held at the event district for the second consecutive year. City officials are working to make the festival as convenient as possible, bringing back cash options for visitors with a wristband and offering shuttles with drop-off locations across the Chippewa Valley. A new bike trail is open at Lowe's Creek County Park in Eau Claire. According to a WQOW report, a nonprofit called CORBA, the Eau Claire County 906 Adventure Team, and the County Parks and Forest Department opened the new trail as a way to give beginner mountain bikers a chance to get into the sport with a trail of an easier level of difficulty. The trail is made of gravel and features banked turns, ramp bridges, and narrow boardwalks. The organizations are planning a more advanced skills park for next year. Agnes's Table, Trinity Methodist Church, and the Chippewa Falls YMCA are teaming up to fight food insecurity. According to a WQOW report, Agnes's Table will begin offering their dinner services at the church on 201 West Central Street beginning on September 3rd, and on September 4th, the food pantry will be moving to the YMCA location at 611 Jefferson Avenue. The organizations expect the changes will help them serve more people in the area. They are also looking for community donations to help support the food pantry. The city of Menominee will soon allow residents to ride their ATVs and UTVs on city roads. On Monday, the city council approved the proposal, making it more convenient for riders to use their vehicles without having to put them on a trailer to take them to one of the three trails in town. City officials expect the ordinance to get its final approval in early August, and when approved, riders should be allowed to use the streets beginning in early October. A map of the roads that are not included in the change can be found online. The 126th iteration of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair officially wrapped up on Sunday. This year's fair featured some star-studded performances on the main stage, including Ludacris and Midwest comedian Charlie Behrens. Officials say they're still tallying up the total attendance numbers for the fair, but they're hoping it will end up higher than last year's attendance of 123,000 people. In addition to the performances, the fair featured a variety of vendors, animals, and a carnival. A popular Chippewa Falls restaurant suffered damage in a Friday fire. According to a press release from Chippewa Falls Fire and Emergency Services, a fire started in the basement of the Chippewa Family Restaurant on Friday afternoon just before 3 p.m. Fire officials say they were able to extinguish the fire in the basement and nobody was reported hurt after customers and employees were evacuated. The restaurant reopened on Saturday, and officials estimate that the fire caused about $5,000 worth of damage. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced it will host a public meeting with the Pierce County Deer Advisory Council on August 14th. According to a press release, the public meeting is being held to share information on chronic wasting disease after a wild deer in Pierce County tested positive in April. The fatal disease has been monitored in Wisconsin since 1999, and positive tests are typically followed by baiting and feeding bans. CWD has appeared in a number of northwest Wisconsin counties. Eau Claire hosted the U.S. National Cub Championship over the weekend. According to a WEAU report, the lawn game is a fan favorite in the Eau Claire area, and the city had been the North American hub for the Scandinavian game since 2007. This year's tournament featured 144 teams from across the country and parts of Europe, marking incredible growth from the 15 teams it began with. Organizers said the tournament featured a variety of skill levels from recreational players to some of the best in the world. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The All-Star Game tonight.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The 86th Major League Baseball All-Star Game, the Midsummer Classic hosted by the Rangers at Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas. Right-hander Corbin Burnes, former Brewer and now with the Orioles, on the mound for the American League against the Pirates rookie Paul Skeens. Brewers catcher William Contreras will be behind the plate for the National League with Christian Yelich in right field for his third career All-Star Game.
Yeah, anytime you get to come here, it's special, and you know, hang out with some of the best players in the game and be part of the All-Star Game. To really be able to do it through like different parts of my career has been kind of cool. You know, it's been a few years since I've been able to do something like this, so especially back, share it with friends and family, and really just enjoy the whole experience.
Last night at the Home Run Derby, the Dodgers' Teoscar Hernandez defeated the Royals' Bobby Witt Jr. in the final round. It was Hernandez's first time in the Derby. NBA, the Bucks take on the LA Clippers tonight in Summer League action. At 0-2, the Bucks looking for their first win. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The summer box office season might have started slow, but did achieve a big milestone this year. The Despicable Me Minions franchise passed $5 billion in global ticket sales, making it the first animated feature franchise to do so. The most recent installment, Despicable Me 4, pulled in another $135 million globally at the box office this past weekend and is still yet to open in several foreign territories. The Minions franchise now ranks as the 10th highest grossing of all time domestically. The Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards took place this past weekend. The Hollywood Reporter says Taylor Swift took home three awards: Favorite Female Artist, Favorite Concert for her Eras Tour, and Favorite Global Music Star. Young Sheldon won for Favorite Family TV Show. Barbie took the top prize for Best Movie and got a Best Actress award for Margot Robbie. Tim Chalamet won Best Actor for Wonka. Simone Biles and Travis Kelce won Favorite Sports Stars. Former Beverly Hills 90210 star Shannon Doherty has passed away. The actress's publicist, Leslie Sloan, said that Doherty passed away July 13th, surrounded by her family and her dog. The charmed actress was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2015, according to Deadline.com. Doherty was 53 years old. James Caan helped Will Ferrell develop some thick skin on his first film after leaving SNL. Ferrell told Christina Applegate and Jamie Lynn Sigler on the Messy podcast that between takes, Caan would say things like, "You're not funny, I don't get you." Ferrell says it was all an attempt to build up to the boardroom scene where Caan kicks Buddy out of his life, but also admitted to having doubts about the film's comedy when he would look at himself in the elf costume. Ferrell eventually received validation from Caan as they left the premiere when Caan said, "Great job. I thought you were way too over the top, but no, it's brilliant."
We could catch an isolated shower at some point later this morning into early this afternoon. Otherwise, partly cloudy, 78 our high this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 55. Tomorrow, sunny, cooler, and a lot less humid with a high near 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wcfw.fm or thetap.fm.